Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host, Janet Thornburg, and my screen name is Daisy, and I spell that D-A-I-S-E-Y. I can be contacted at www.keen.com/Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478. And today's topic is the many eyes within. And if you read my little note, I'll just briefly highlight that. It's about the battles we experience in life that cause these things, cause these little aspects to, and they keep us from our good. We just think that way, and it keeps us stuck in that mode. So our show today is to talk about those things and some of the battles we endure. And I'm looking at the planets, and the planets are showing me that people are enduring battles. So it's, our battles we endure are a result of traumas, whether they're emotional episodes in our lifetimes that affect us, and they're deep within sometimes. And in order to release those things, you have to recognize it, you have to see it in yourself, and denial's a big thing. Denial is a big thing. Some people say, do not want to look at that. Well, you'll keep it until you can't conquer what you can't confront. So we have to be able to conquer those aspects in us. Jesus, 2,000 years ago on the cross, saved us, and our spirit became perfect. But it is our job here in this incarnation is there's a conqueror in us, and we need to conquer these things that keep us from our highest good, which is living the abundant life that Jesus died to give us, and we have to receive it. You got to make a demand on God's promises and bring them into your life, and that's what we need to do, and we need to conquer ourselves. So today, our scripture is Proverbs 29:18, and in one of the ancient translations, Jewish translations, it said, if the seer goes out of the land will perish. And the version today that we have in the Amplified, Proverbs 28:18. Okay, I'm looking it up here. Okay. 18. All right. Okay, okay, here we go. Thank you. The wind, I have my window open and it blew the page for me. It's not a Mercury retrograde either. Just what you call a human error here. Where there is ignorance of God, the people run wild. But what a wonderful thing it is for a nation to know and keep his laws. So basically, without God, we run aimlessly, and being connected to God is through our spirit. There's a misconception of God on this planet. All these things that we're looking at today, God doesn't look at that. Those are the things of the flesh. God looks at your spirit. He communicates with your spirit, or he communicates through his word. And that's how you have to learn to listen to his voice, but we have to be able to conquer those voices within us. The granddaddy of them all, of course, is fear. So the next scripture I want to talk about is 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It is God's will for us to be whole, and to be whole is nothing missing, nothing complete. This scripture states that we are spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is perfect. if you're a born again spirit, Jesus's blood preserves us blameless until his coming. That's the covering that I was talking about. It's a spiritual covering over us that keeps us, preserves us until his coming. And it is God's will for us to be whole in our mind, our will, and our emotions, which is our soul, of course. And the eyes are personal aspects of these, of mental pictures of ourselves. And in order to master these parts of our personality, it could be, it's a process. And you have to commit to the process and not give up on it. And so many times, some of these things that, these battles we experience or that we've covered or come from our childhood, you know, sometimes it takes therapy to bring that out. And God's therapy is renewing your mind, Romans 12, 1 and 2. And be ye transformed, and you are transformed. We try to do it ourselves by trying to have great bouts of discipline. You know, the Old Testament was about discipline. The Old Testament was about doing it yourself. The New Testament is about the blood covenant and allowing the Holy Spirit to heal us through renewing our mind by speaking the word of God over ourselves. It's powerful, and it will transform you if you, the big thing is you got to believe it. So these eyes get in the way sometimes, and some people feel the way they do because they fear rejection, or their emotional feelings that cause us to miss golden opportunities. As well as a person who has been rejected has defense barriers in place. Self-doubt is a big one. Questioning all the time, feelings of guilt, spirit of condemnation, actual condemnation, feeling not good enough, feeling defeated because of some mistake or sin, and condemnation and guilt and fear are absolutely evil spirits, and they're plaguing us, and they're not from God. Believe this, God never condemns you. You can read John 3:17, John 8, 7 through 11. And if you mess up, we have to confess it, because we do mess up. We're human. That's why it was necessary for Christ to come to the earth. And if you trust God, he will cleanse you. Accept his mercy. It's fresh every morning. Lamentations 3:22, Philippians 1:6. We're a work in progress until the coming of Christ. And so that means that, you know, as long as we're human, we're going to have to discover that conqueror and live under grace and work with, let grace work with us. Grace is the power of God. Fear is a big, big granddaddy. That one torments us. And when we fear, we can't receive from God. Fear comes from a feeling of powerlessness, like you just have no way out or no over our lives and our future. And to get free of fear is to know God's love, because God's love is perfect love, and it casts out all fear. And fear is the opposite of faith. And one of the eyes I want to talk about tonight, which is a root of a lot of problems, is anger. And anger is an emotion rooted in manipulation, the need to control, be ready, but we need to be more ready to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, so we need to be slow to anger. And manipulation, it eventually backfires. God calls manipulation witchcraft. That's the true witchcraft. You can read that in Galatians 5:19 and 21. Another eye is jealousy, and that's what the whole thing started over. This is, we're a result of that started back when the earth was created. You know, Lucifer was jealous of God's position and God's power and wanted to take over and talked one third of the angelic realm to leave, and this whole thing began. God created man, and this whole thing began. So jealousy is a green-eyed demon that turns red. So jealousy is something that we really don't want to entertain. It is not a good spirit, and it's rooted in anger too. So it brings bitterness and confusion, and three things stem from jealousy: doubting your own self-worth, feelings that your needs won't be met, and a sense of powerlessness. Insecurity. Overcome jealousy by recognizing your God-given power. And your God-given power is found in Acts 10:38, Deuteronomy 8:18, Luke 10:19. So these things harm us. You know, jealousy is like a fire inside, and it creates bad emotions. It really creates bad emotions. And we need to not doubt that God loves us in any form, because when we doubt, we can't receive God's blessings. And then we go, why isn't it? Because we're doubting it. So we really need to work on that one. Everything planetary-wise shows that we really need to work on that one. Okay, I'm going to take a pause here about the eyes, and I'm going to take a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, it's interesting you're talking about jealousy, and last night I did feel some, I'm embarrassed to say so. I went to go see this man that we've talked about before that I have a crush on, and you know, I kind of doubted if he was interested, but we definitely flirted with each other, and yesterday he gave his jacket to someone else, you know, another, you know, one of his customers, and yeah, it definitely made me.
I get
open.
Profit came into my profit. Profit. There's something a good customer or something. Nothing. No emotional. Just good business.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
That's what came into me immediately when you said that. But I have the karma cards here, and we'll look at this. Yeah, emotion, I mean, we have these emotions. Jesus had emotions. God gave us emotions to enjoy the positive side of them, and these are negative emotions we're talking about, and jealousy is usually comes from a sense of powerlessness or insecurity. But And
sure,
people are being confronted with these things right now, planetary-wise. That's why this show, I picked this topic, because I looked at the planets. I tried to see what's needed.
I'm so glad my friend was there with me, because I felt so much emotion. I almost started crying. And, you know, she reassured me, you know, that it's okay. And, you know, he's just a really nice guy. And, you know, don't take it so.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm getting.
She was definitely telling me that she had a crush on him too. So I thought, you know, I kind of felt a little foolish, because I thought, you know, maybe, you know, this is a great way for him to pick up girls, and I'm just, you know, take a number. That's what I kind of felt like.
Okay, well, Mars is affecting you, and it's been affecting us all, and of course it's in degrees. But how it's affecting you is you need to energize yourself with real positive energy. You know, take a minute before, you know, get out of bed and stretch and take the light in and feel good about yourself. And it says you need to force yourself to do this. You need to force yourself to think positive. And Mars is also the planet that affects men in our lives. And you need to understand your thoughts and your insights. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of wisdom. You have a lot of wisdom that maybe you've been afraid to express.
Okay.
And sometimes you're afraid to express what you feel. Is that true?
For sure. Mm-hmm. I definitely let him know I was interested. I gave him my telephone number, but he hasn't really acted upon it. So I thought, okay, maybe he's just not interested, and I feel a little foolish.
I think so. The next card means you need to be patient, and that's something that. We're coming, okay, the planets have been forcing us into things, forcing us out of things, bringing us things that we need to confront that are really personality aspects that we should master, conquer. And it says you need to be patient. You're going to get what you want. Yay.
Okay.
And something to do with your second house. If you will look that up in your chart, you, email me either. You can, you know, you can leave a message here or on Facebook or contact me on Keen. And there's something very important that you need to know, and I guess it's very personal. That's why I like these cards, because if there's something too personal for the radio, it tells me.
Okay.
Thank you, angels, and thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so you're saying I should
okay.
be patient with him. Do you think
yes.
he'll come around? Or
that's what it
okay,
said, that last card.
Okay, because I'm a little embarrassed right now, so I don't want to go back for a little while. Yeah,
okay,
feel.
Well, find out what's in your second house. Contact me on
sure.
Keen, contact
yes,
me on Facebook.
I will.
And okay. I'll, there's some, a personal message there for you, but it says you're going to get what you want. Yay.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right,
so
God
much.
Bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we have another caller here. Let's see what... Come on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
I was
what
just wondering what the. I was
Let
just
look
wondering
at your
what.
Battle.
That would be great. Yes. Whatever the cards need to tell me.
That's a good optimistic attitude. What do I need to hear? That is really
yeah.
good. Okay. You have a lot of wisdom. You've been working on yourself and you're beginning to understand some things, but there's still some things that are that you don't understand. And that's normal. I mean, I think that's true of all of us. You know, we just but right now you're going to start, you know, I know you're going through a transition right now, and but you're going to be, in the future here, you're going to be getting out into the world. You're going to have eyes to see, and you're going to be getting out more, and you're going to be doing things.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You're in a power struggle in the present. Right now, you're still in a, and it has something to do with Pluto. Well, that dark little planet. Pluto can be real dark. It has a lot to do with death and regeneration. Doesn't mean you're dying, but it means that maybe you're affected by, we know that you are. So, but it's you're going to accomplish that, and you're going to get to the heart of the matter. And I think you just recently had a little sign that there's the spirit is going to get to the heart of the matter. Yeah.
Yes,
no, I know I can't help but laugh. Okay. Well, Scorpio and Jupiter's been in Scorpio, so you need to know that you're going to see the results of the power of prayer, and there's a purification that's going on within you, and you have a very extraordinary power of prayer. So keep that up, because your situation is going to get under control, and there's something very spiritual with that Pluto. That means that something from another realm.
Oh.
That could be a departed one. It could
yeah.
be. Uh-huh. So I just think you just need to know that you're going to have eyes to see, and you're going to be getting out and about. You're not going to be stuck where you are. It looks like adventure coming up. Yay.
Sounds wonderful.
Just
okay.
receive it today. That's our thing. We need to just receive. We get prophecy, and we need to receive it. That's the biggest thing. It's what we do from the time that the seeds planted, when you're given the revelation, to the time that the harvest occurs, and what we do in the meantime affects it. So just
I'm
be ready
receiver.
To receive it. Good. Thank you
Thank
for calling.
Thank
you
so
God bless
much.
You.
God bless.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's it. I really think that people are good at praying and loving God, and they love Him with all their heart, but our mind doesn't always belong to Him. And, you know, anger's at the root of most things, and it's like manipulation. Okay, manipulation is something that people do, and they use it. They use anger to get things done however they want them. That's manipulation. And if you have to make somebody feel guilty to get something, them to do something for you or what you think they should do, you're manipulating. And manipulation is something that comes back on you if you do it. It will keep you stuck at a certain level. And with manipulation, you eventually lose. And so it's just something, God calls it witchcraft, like I said in Galatians 5:19-21. And it's known as a work of the flesh and not a work of the spirit. And our aim is to change from the inside out. And we've been trying to do it from the outside in. And that's because religion taught us that in the Old Testament, you know, it's a Santa Claus Christianity. Better watch out, better not pout. You know, and just to fail over and over again. But the law was given to us, and it's holy, but it was given to us to show us that we couldn't do it and that we needed a Savior. And when we need to recognize the works of the flesh, and we need to break the cycle of operating in them, because all they're doing is, you know, they're not helping us in any way. They're not beneficial, and they're not helping us. Okay, I'm going to take another call here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is it me you're talking to?
It's me I'm talking
to.
Oh.
Okay.
Hi, me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had picked up a book, and I'm trying to clean up this mess in here. Thank you for having your radio show today.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
it's
you,
always a pleasure to listen to what is coming out from you. So I feel you're very connected.
Thank
and
you.
So,
well, thank you very much. And everybody can be connected. It's just that we have to believe it. First, you have to believe God is, and that He can.
Well, it's true, and you help that, you know, by reaching out to people the way that you do, and that's what I appreciate about you, because you empower me whenever I listen to your radio shows. So, makes me happy.
That makes me happy to hear that. Thank you for that feedback. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I was just kind of wondering if you can take a quick look and see if A had come by early this morning, or not early
okay.
this morning, but this morning, because I had taken Elizabeth up to L.A., and so she's now gone.
Oh, good, good.
And I was kind of wondering if A had come by.
Okay,
I'm
using karma cards, and it's going to tell you what you need to know about K and A.
Okay.
Okay. The planet Uranus is Uranus. It's stirring up the situation. And what I mean by that is both of you are a little fearful of things when it comes to giving your heart to somebody. Okay, but you want it really bad. Both want it.
Yeah.
So these emotions are getting stirred up, and so you got to be really open to new ideas about each other. And right now, she's trying to invent a way to, you know, kind of run into you. Or I got last night and early this morning.
Okay, and what did A think whenever I wasn't my vehicle wasn't here?
Well, a little apprehensive. hope that, you know, you hadn't moved and all kinds. Very active imagination. Very active imagination.
Imagine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Now, something in your 11th house is affecting you, and it has to do with your hopes and dreams and wishes.
Uh-huh.
And your hopes and wishes and dreams are right in the future, the very near future. And
well, you kept saying I was going to get my wish.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the present line now. It's in the present line, which, hey, it's just it, right around the corner here, just any time.
Oh.
It could be in the next few hours, okay? But both of you really long to share your life with somebody, and you want the freedom of fear, freedom of thinking about being alone, freedom from thinking of not ever experiencing love. And so there's going to be a circle of friends at first, association first. You're going to start associating. It's here in the present line. So today is the 15th.
Right.
So I'm gonna say before this month ends.
Okay. And okay.
And the last card is Saturn. Saturn as a taskmaster. That's a planet that forces you out of something. And this planet wants you to be realistic about everything concerning that you have had to wait. Waiting has been difficult for both of you, but that's about up. And afterwards, there'll be so much maturity about this, so much knowledge. And
okay.
So it's really about to happen now.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask me what you're going to ask me.
Oh, well, God, what was it now? You always do that to me.
I'm sorry.
I guess I think of it, I'll let you know. But I wanted to know what was going on with that complaint. As far as they know that there's somebody coming to talk to them and everything. But I was just kind of wondering if anyone has been gossiping anything, spreading lies. And I'm hoping A isn't listening to it.
Okay.
Because, you know, people are always making up stuff.
Yeah. Okay. This has to do with people's careers, this meeting. And it's part of destiny. It was meant to happen. And as far as she's concerned, she's trying to make up her mind where she's going, whether she's, you know, the curiosity is very strong. She has to go to this meeting. And
right.
If she has a possibility of leaving.
Okay.
But she hasn't made up her mind. She has not made up her mind completely.
So she has an offer. So she definitely has an offer now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, God bless. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Vicki.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Well, you know, I don't know what to ask you, but the situation with a guy has had some development. And he reached out to me last night, said he wanted to talk. And I was okay with that. Long story short, we chatted briefly because we're meeting up today, and he was offended by something I said. And, you know, I always have issues with how I say things. I know I just say stuff. I have no filter. But apparently this hurt his feelings. People are just too damn sensitive. I'm sorry. But anyway, I just want to know what you get. And I also got a confirmation on number two. Something on number
two. Okay. Okay. Mars is affecting us right now, and Mars is the red planet. It's the world. It's the war-making planet. Usually Mars is very active when there's wars going on and, you know, things of violence and stuff like that. But it affects our psychic, which that's the high end. But, you know, Mars energy, I know I feel the OT, it's like open mouth, insert foot to the third joint. I wish I hadn't said that. You know,
I don't have
that's
any regrets of what I said. I meant
it. Oh, okay. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad there's no regrets. But, I mean, you're going to speak. That fire in there is going to make you speak what you feel. And, you know, that's why I picked this subject, and we all need to work on not getting angry, you know?
Yeah, I let him talk. I held my tongue. I said, okay. And I told him, I said, if you are confused, pick up the phone or meet in person and talk about it. Because sometimes he thought I was being sarcastic. I'm like, huh? And that wasn't even the tone of
what happens when we hold. What happens when we hold stuff in? We either get, the body will get sick in an attempt to balance ourselves if we just keep on doing it. We need to be able to release things. Even the scripture says if you're struggling with something, to seek counsel. Go get rid of it. Go give it to somebody who knows what to do with it. Yeah.
I think God put me in his life. He's another fixer. So maybe I'm there to fix him. I don't know. But, you know, there's a purpose, something.
Okay, well, your first karma card is Pisces. Well, that has to do with Neptune because Neptune is in Pisces. Well, Neptune has a lot to do with learning to trust your psychic self.
Well, you know, in my seventh house, I'm ruled by Neptune. Just wanted you to know that.
Okay. Well, it's affecting you right now. And you need to, on a spiritual level, it is you haven't even experienced the ultimate experience you're going to experience in your spirituality until this year.
Oh, wow.
And God's
calendar
is next month. On the Hebrew calendar is a new year, September. It's a very powerful month. A time when God makes out his calendar for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get in office and the whole nine yards? Who lives, who dies, all of it. So he's kind of indecisive a little bit, not about how he feels about you, how he's attracted to you or any of that, is to make that serious step of actually getting into to a relationship. The number two has no problem with that. And once that connection occurs, look out.
Well, I got some major confirmation on him. I think he was mad because he feels like I disconnected from him.
Yeah, I got that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to realize cancers are very sensitive people, and they'll go jump in their shell, and you can't dry them out for nothing.
Nope. And
you know, until the sun goes down. Well, they a whole 24 hours maybe. The second card has to do with your 10th house, and it's your destiny. It's where you're going, and also your career is going to change. And I'm feeling music career. I get a lot of different colors, you know, like musical notes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's about to soar. It's in the present line. Also, Uranus is affecting you, and you know you're an unusual person, and people don't always understand you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're an example to people too. Particularly, I think you're an example to your family.
Yeah.
Even though they're not there, you know, you're independent. You're showing them that it can be done. You know, and sometimes you have a different way of looking at things, and when you express it, people don't always understand it.
They don't, and I only speak from experience, and I did that with Pi, so I don't know.
But you have a very quick change coming up, and it's in very, very quick. It's imminent. It's at any time. And
with him? With regard to him?
With love, life, and career.
Oh.
Love, life, and career.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I apologize to him, and I'm hoping that, you know, I apologize, but damn, I'm like, get off the sensitive tip here. I mean, some people have been broken.
When you're broke, you don't feel good about yourself. Broke, busted, and disgusted. You know, and a man in particular will not go after a relationship sometimes if his money ain't right. Because he doesn't feel he's give. A man feels that he has to be able to give. Of course, that's changed. It's gone the other way a little bit in the 20th century here.
Yeah.
Some men want to be taken care of now.
It's sickening.
People want what they want. They want what they want.
Will Mr. Ty show face?
Hello?
Yes. Will Ty show his face? Will Ty show face?
Okay. Yeah, I show a little bit of, yes, he will. There's a little bit of that struggle I was talking about. But your faith, you need to keep your faith strong. And you're about to make some major changes, and they're all very positive. Okay?
Awesome. And thank you for the encouraging words at the beginning. Much appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome.
At the beginning of the show.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I want to talk about one other thing before we conclude today. And I want to say this, that the weather's changing, everything's changing, everything that I've been seeing in planets, things I've talked about on previous radio show, the last moon ushered in change, then sun. The sun had a very harmonious trine with Pallas, which is instituting change. So there's two forces right there. Saturn's forcing people out of situations and pushing toward, Mars is trying to push you towards your good situation. And when we get affected with our comfort zone, it can be a little bit unnerving. But we are coming up on the Hebrew New Year, and we're coming up on a very special feast in September, which ushers in Jubilee. And what Jubilee is a supernatural debt release. So it's a financial breakthrough, and the Spirit of the Lord, I prayed about certain things, and I prayed with my prayer warrior, and then I started receiving revelation. The scripture says, what God tells you in darkness, reveal in the light. Well, this is what he told me. He gave me the scripture of Zechariah 9:12, that I will restore double for our trouble. He will restore back to us double what has been lost during this season that's coming up. Joel chapter 2 gives all the promises of those who show up for the Feast of Trumpets or the Atonement. And so God's going to give us back double that the years have stolen from us. He gave me Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, that he will restore health to us. And that that includes physical health or wounds of any kind, but also he's going to heal emotions and relationship health. He's going to improve our relationship health, and that is much needed. He also gave me Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 33, that he will remove us from captivity. What that and restore fortunes to us. That's a financial wealth transfer that many of these preachers are talking about. Well, it's indicated during this season. All my research indicates this is, and then the Spirit of the Lord telling me that these things are going to happen on this season. So I think it's that we should not miss that feast, and I think we should miss the next radio show. And I want to conclude today with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise you and give you glory for all your goodness, for all the messages that you've given to your people. And we know no matter what it looks like or feels like in the flesh, that are our five senses, that in our spirit, that we know that you're going to take care of us during these times. And we pray for our country, the United States of America, and we pray for your will, one nation under God. There are people who love you, and there are preachers that are saying that you're in judgment, but I don't think you're in judgment with your people. And we receive these scriptures tonight. We take them into our spirit, and we receive them and know that they are coming for us. I praise you and thank you for every person that called us, that you touched their life in a special way, and know that you will speak to them as well as you speak to all of your people. My sheep hear my voice and follow none other. We praise you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We give you glory and praise for his precious blood. And we thank you as all who hear and listen to this show that you will give a special blessing to. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you, everybody. I thank you for those who are listening and those who have called. And I will notify you of the next show. And be blessed and think good thoughts. Good night.